The yellow picador is another example of how Picasso's central themes were already present during his childhood in Malaga. He acquired a passion for bullfighting and flamenco from his father, who took him to see bullfights at the bullring of La Malagueta. Soon, Picasso's sketchbooks were filled with the scenes that had made such an impression on him. His passion for the spectacle of bullfighting is reflected in his work, which is peppered with depictions of bulls, horses, picadors, and matadors.
On some occasions, these images took the form of a purely aesthetic exercise, with presentations of technical mastery, such as the illustrations he produced for the book titled La Tauromachia, or Bullfighting, by Pepe Io. On other occasions, his images of the bullring articulated a brutal, life-or-death struggle that at the same time revealed inner anguish. The bullfight became a primordial confrontation that even made its presence felt in Picasso's Guernica. There were moments in which he identified himself with the bull or the minotaur in the arena. Probably, however, he always felt like a bullfighter, every day facing down adversaries such as the blank canvas, emptiness, lack of creativity, and even death.
After the Spanish Civil War, Picasso swore he would never return to Spain while Franco's dictatorship remained in power. Consequently, the bullfights that took place in the south of France became his closest link to the country he had lost, the country of his childhood and youth, and the country for which he yearned with increasing passion.